This is Tom Waring inviting you to study with us today as we bring you the program Five Gospel Minutes on the great Bible topic, Marriage is for Those Who Love God and One Another. And as we continue the many reasons that we've been giving as to why marriages fail, I want to discuss the fact that some marriages fail because the wife will not submit herself to the leadership of her husband as the Bible teaches her to do. I've talked about this before, but I want to say a little more about it because it is so important. The husband must love the wife as Christ loved the church, and the wife must submit herself to her husband. When a wife will not submit, then the husband cannot be the leader that he should be, the leader that God wants him to be, even requires him to be in the home. When people will not listen to what God tells them, the result is unhappiness. And certainly there is much unhappiness in the world because of failure of marriages. You cannot build a good house out of rotten lumber, and you cannot build a good marriage out of people who are not what they ought to be, and people will not be what they ought to be unless they follow Bible teaching. Let us note this appeal to love one another. Let love come into your life. Let love grow and grow. And I'm talking here about love for your wife or for your husband as the days and years come and go. Somewhere at some time I read a good statement about love. Whoever it was who wrote the statement said something about like this. This is not an exact quotation. Love is joy singing. Peace is love resting. Long-suffering is love enduring. And gentleness is love's true touch. Love forms the very foundation of the life that God would have us to live. Certainly it is the basis of marriage as God would have it. Indeed, marriage is for those who love God and one another. It is for those who love one another realistically, without reservation, and sacrificially. It is for those who love God with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength, as we read in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Those who marry without these qualifications will have at least something less than an ideal marriage. In fact, I'm sure that it's true to say, to the extent that the two partners in a marriage fail to truly love one another and God, to that extent their marriage fails to be what God would have it to be. Yes, marriage is for those who truly love God and one another. It provides a relationship by which two people may best help one another to walk with God and so to go to heaven when this life is over, and by which they can best bring true happiness and joy to one another as on this earth they live. Now, having studied together some of the many reasons why marriages fail, I want to go on to another topic. That is the profound significance of saying I do in the marriage ceremony. As I expressed just recently, I personally feel a great failure upon the part of preachers and elders in the church for not giving the young people in the church more instruction along this line. And even those of us who are already married and perhaps have been married for a good long while need this study. I am certain that all of us, no matter how long we've been married, can improve ourselves as marriage partners. I've already pointed out that for a marriage to be what God would have it to be, of necessity there must be adequate persons, because you cannot have adequate partners until you have adequate persons involved in that partnership. I cannot repeat all that has been said already in the preceding lessons on this matter, but I do want to insist that we must live as the Bible teaches if our marriages are to be what they ought to be. Those of you who have heard the preceding lessons will bear with me through somewhat of a little repetition in the matters that we've already discussed. Perhaps it will be good for us anyway to have some of these things repeated. There are young people, no doubt, who are listening now who have not heard what has been said before and will someday be married. This is as God would have it to be. There are also men and women who have been married a long time, and they need to look back to the day when they vowed their allegiance to one another and remember what they said. And this surely is as God would have it to be. But our time is gone today. Be with us next time as we continue our study of marriage, and in particular, the profound significance of saying, I do in marriage.